This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Today is the official last day of the 12 days of Christmas. It's the Epiphany, the time when Christians around the world remember the three wise men. There are various celebrations around the world, including Mexico, where they bake a baby Jesus inside a cake, and whoever gets that piece is the godparent of Jesus for the year. In Spain, it's more elaborate, with the three kings delivering gifts to children. In Ireland, it's called Women's Christmas, and the men do all the housekeeping and cooking. I'll have links on gardenbite.com with more information on that. For many, it means packing away the Christmas decorations, lovingly putting those precious bulbs away while dragging the real tree to the curb. However, there are some other options. Consider leaving the tree in its stand and in your yard for the rest of winter. It could fill a void in your yard while providing shelter for birds. I've seen plenty flitting about. You could also lay it down on its side for mammals to snuggle under. Mine might be filled with stray cats. Another thought is to lop off the branches and use them as mulch, especially if you have newly planted perennials. Consider creating a new compost pile with a layer of thin branches as the base. The spruce says this allows a bit of airflow at the bottom of the pile. A good idea. The branches will break down eventually, but it does depend on their size. They recommend stacking the branches about 4 to 6 inches high. You could also cut up the thinner branches and pile them on mulched paths. Ooh, think about the smell as your feet crunch on those evergreen boughs. Of course, most municipalities who have garbage service will pick up your Christmas tree, but you must make sure that all decorations are off. Now it's time to get the man of your house vacuuming. Check out GardenBite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.